Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or just look for our number on our website, hunteratsunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just go to our ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio this morning for the first time, Brian Grilley. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
Especially for 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for getting up early on a Sunday.
I know.
And coming down here to play for us here. What would you like to play before we get to talking here?
Well, I'm going to do a brand new song, I think. This is the fourth time I think I've played it.
Okay.
So I got my trusty cheat sheet here.
Okay.
So
we like those new songs. We like new songs on this show, so we're happy to hear them.
You know, it's a song. I think it's a very introspective song about. It's definitely a personal song about my, you know, how I feel about life and how I've, you know, you go to a concert, you go anywhere, and you see a bunch of people on their phones and stuff like that, and they're taking pictures and they're watching the concert or they're watching whatever through their phone and. You just miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you seem detached.
Yeah, and this is a song I think can resonate with a lot of people.
Okay. So. Here's Brian Grilley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
If you're going way too fast along your life's path, you're gonna miss a lot of things along the way. Take it from me, my friend, it's not a means to an end. Just take each day by day. The trail's the thing that takes you there. Just feel the breeze in your hair. Smell a magnolia or two. Find a woman, settle down. Plant your roots in the ground. There's so much more living to do. Don't let the little things pass you by. The best camera that you have is your eyes. Take a breath and look at the great big sky. Don't let the little things pass you by. In the blink of an eye, you'll be pushing 45, wondering where the time has gone. Don't worry about all of that. Grab your keys and grab your hat. Drive till the sunrise at dawn. Look over at your woman there. Realize she never cared what car you drove or money that you made. You are rich in family, so sit with her and just be. With a little weed and wine and you're okay. Don't let the little things pass you by. The best camera that you have is your eyes. Take a breath and look at the great big sky. Don't let the little things pass you by. See your children all grown up with the little ones who run amok. It's time for a well-deserved rest. The love you gave, you have received. Just sit back and lift your feet. knowing that you've done your best. Don't let the little things pass you by. The best camera that you have is your eyes. Take a breath and look at the great big sky. Don't let the little things pass you by. Don't let the little things pass you by. The best camera that you have is your eyes. Take a breath and look at the great big sky. Don't let the little things pass you by. Don't let the little things pass you by.
Yeah. Honor at Sunrise here with Brian Grilley.
And thank you.
Man, that.
I have headphones on
there you go. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Wow, you're right. You know, like the best camera you have is in your eyes. It's quite true. Yeah. I think a lot of people take their senses for granted, you know, and that's sort of a shame.
You know, I think, yeah, exactly. In this day and age, it's the personalization of things have lost its way, I think. And I think we all need to connect more on the personal levels,
mm-hmm.
you know, friends, family, everything, you know, it's you can't see your children grow up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, that, or your aunts and your nieces and your nephews and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
Should be there.
You need the personal touch.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about yourself. You're living in Virginia Beach, but you're not originally from the area?
No. I was born and raised outside of Chicago and moved here to, got stationed here.
Oh, okay. You were in the Navy?
Yes, and I retired from the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Medically, I got medically retired.
And, I see.
And then started, you know, I've played music all my life, but I started on the solo route as I was transitioning from the military to civilian life, if you will.
And, right.
And so, you know, I started, you know, writing songs I didn't start writing songs, but for myself. And my first album, Damn Good Day, came out, and the title track of that song did really well. And
when was that?
That was, I released it in 2013, but then things started really happening, like, in 2014.
I see.
And then I also wrote a song for the TV show Sons of Anarchy and some of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a documentary for a song for a documentary called Until It Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And
then last year you put out a record, right?
And last year I put out my second album. And that was – we recorded that in Nashville. And that was at the Sound Kitchen in Franklin, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. And then
it's got a great title, Deep South Symphony.
Yeah.
That is a great title.
I was coming home from – I think I was doing something in Atlanta. I was doing a TV show in Atlanta. It was a TV show about they were doing like homegrown entrepreneurship type of thing, and it was an amp company that I was working with called Mahalo Amps, and they were featured on the show, and it was I was down there, and as I was coming up, I was just thinking about maybe I should come up with a band name.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, you know, I'm in the Deep South, you know, Georgia,
yeah.
Everything else. And then, you know, the band would be a symphony. And I just started in the car. I was by myself and I'm sitting there writing and I'm like, Deep South Symphony. And I just started singing what became the yeah. chorus.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so funny. It's just like you don't know where your inspiration's going to come from.
Right. Well, this is a full-length record we're talking about here, right, that
yeah.
you put out last year. And you recorded it in Nashville?
Franklin, Tennessee, yeah. It's right outside of Nashville. I mean, it might as well be. But the Sound Kitchen is a very well-known and very prestigious type of studio. I mean, I was fortunate to be able to record there. And it's co-produced by a guy named Andy Anderson, who played guitar in the band Fuel.
Oh, yeah. And, I know that band.
Yeah.
Very good band, by the way.
Then,
my gosh.
And then I was fortunate to have guys like Peter Keys, who's the keyboard player for Skynyrd.
Oh, wow.
And a guy named Jason Cott. He plays with Brent Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Randolph as well. He's the bass player for him. And then, you know, guys like Eddie Cowboy George, who was Hank
Great
Jr.'s.
Name.
Yeah, he was Hank Jr.'s steel player for like 25 years. And now
now
he's Jamie Johnson's steel player.
Mm-hmm.
So
you had some great people on this record.
Yeah, and Dan Baird from the Satellites, from the Georgia Satellites,
wow.
is on two of the songs with me. And he actually plays a slide solo on a song called Like a Glove. And it was so funny because, like, he comes in and both the Andy and I are, like, fanboys, you know, just, like, watching him. And he's playing the slide, and it's like that. I don't know if you remember his solo album where he had that song, I Love You, Period. You know, that slide sound. And he was playing the Steve Marriott telly.
Wow.
And that, you know, he's had forever. And, you know, I got to play that. You know, he let me. Yeah. And he had his telly snake bite. So being a big Georgia Satellites fan and a big Dan Baird fan as well, it was just like awesome.
So this was quite an experience. This wasn't just recording an album. You had an experience.
Definitely. It was, you know, it was definitely an experience. And then, you know, went back in and, you know, did two more songs. So
mm-hmm.
There was actually a total of, I think, 12 or 13 songs recorded for that thing. 10 are online, and then we released one as a separate standalone single called Get Out of This Life. So,
okay. We're talking with Brian Grilley here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we do have this live up on Facebook. And if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Would you like to do another song for us here?
Sure. Absolutely.
And what's this song that you're going to do?
This is a song that I wrote about my hometown. It's called My Hometown.
Oh, okay.
And we were doing a tour of the Midwest, I hadn't been home for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, there was just so much change, progress, if you will, quotes, you know, air quotes. And it just struck me how, like, there's a lot of familiarity, a lot of stuff that stays the same, but there's so much change, and it was like, wow.
Right. Yeah. Lots change in your hometown when you're not there.
Yeah, but it's
I know that
still,
too well.
But it's still the place I grew up. It's still like, it's,
right.
you know, so this is a song I wrote, and we did the video in Lansing, Illinois. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And, you know, I just played a homecoming show there in 40-degree weather.
Wow.
They had, like, 70-degree weather for the week, like, prior, and then, like, all of a sudden it's, like, 40 degrees and my fingers are freezing. But it was a great time, and I got to see family and friends and stuff like that, and my wife got to meet my family and stuff
well,
for
good.
The first time, actually, and It was a good experience, great experience. One of the best times I've had on the road, actually.
Excellent. Well, let's hear it. Here's Brian Grilley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Here I am, sitting in the flying by fast. This is my hometown. So many changes every time I come around. Familiar sights and sounds. It's where I laid my roots down. This is my hometown. My time. The biggest store was the corner five and dime. Traffic lights, the place the stars that used to light the night. Driving around, my emotions run wild.
Grilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, you can really play the guitar.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That is really... What kind of guitar is that?
This is my Gibson J45 that I absolutely love. I love Gibson guitars, and I'm fortunate enough to be part of the Gibson family, so...
yeah.
But this is my trusty J45. I play this everywhere. It's kind of become an extension.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me that you don't play that often around here. You actually play other places?
Yeah. I had a 28-date tour booked in February, and I got into a pretty bad car accident the first night of the tour.
Oh no!
And I had to cancel it because I hurt my fretting hand.
Oh no!
So, I started playing a little bit more around here. More solo acoustic type of stuff to get back. And I've had the best time because I've gotten to play. I know everybody like hates hearing, you know, you have to play a lot of covers around here and all this stuff, but like. Actually, you know, I've been playing a bunch of covers that I've wanted to play. You know, a lot of Otis Redding, a lot of, you know, like Chicago and all sorts of like older stuff, you know, Faces and stuff that I've wanted to play. So I've had a great time. You know, I also play my own stuff. You know, there's no reason why you can't play your own stuff and you know, incorporate it into your show and still play stuff that people know and stuff. But
Well, you've opened for some great artists. Why don't you tell us who you've opened for?
Oh, yeah. Blackberry Smoke, Eli Young Band, a guy named Stoney LaRue out of Texas.
Heard of him?
He's awesome. And then who else? David Allen Coe.
And you're hoping to do that again, right?
Yeah, we're actually opening up for him at the Vanguard in Hampton on November 22nd. So it's coming up. That's going to be a fun show.
This is a band show. You're going to have a band with you.
Man. Absolutely, yeah. I usually carry a three-piece around. I would love to have a keyboard player and everything else like that. It's just logistically, it's hard to carry around all that stuff. But, yeah, it's going to be a full band show. I've been fortunate to play, you know, big stages, big festivals. You know, I've opened for Styx and 38 Special and, you know, Brantley Gilbert and stuff like that. So it's been a good ride, and I'm hoping to do a new album next year.
Good. Excellent.
And, you know, just kind of plugging along, you know. I try to find the balance between music, you know, going on the road and being with my family, you know.
Sure.
And I hate to say it, but I have way too much fun with my family.
Oh, my wife, you can never have too much fun.
Yeah,
with your
my
family.
Wife and kids are fun. So, like, it's hard, you know. We were just talking about Anthony, you know, and his Anthony Rosano and his amazing opportunity
tour with Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, you know, and you know he's a family man as well, and him and I have talked about it, and you know it's hard, but the opportunities and your family support is everything. And when those types of opportunities come up, you know, it's like, wow, you got to take them. And you know, but when you're home, you got to be home.
Yeah.
You know,
we're talking with Brian Grilley here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to play one more song? We got maybe just a couple of minutes here.
Sure. Absolutely. This next song that I'll play is, let's see, which one should I play? I'll actually play Like a Glove. It's a little bit more up-tempo, and this is the one that Dan Baird does the solo on, sings background vocals on the album.
Okay.
And, I wrote this for my lovely muse, which is my wife, Kristen. So
okay.
Here we go, Like a Glove.
Here's Brian Grilley here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Faster on a sunny afternoon, makes my heart faster when she walks into the room. I know she's the one for me, yeah. Long hair and sweet eyes really make my knees go weak. When she looking at me makes it oh so hard to speak. I know she's the one for me. Train, stronger than whiskey or cocaine. Can't help sweating bullets when you're near me. Baby, you're all I need. So make me do what you wanna. Take me anywhere you wanna. Save me, baptize in love. Honey, you fit like a glove. I don't blow this, the timing's about right. Waiting for a woman like her all my life. I know she's the one for me, yeah. Cause girl, you hit me harder than a freight train. Stronger than whiskey or cocaine. Can't help sweating bullets when you're near me. Baby, you're all take me, do what you wanna. Take me anywhere you wanna. Save me, baptized in your love. Honey, you fit like a glove. Woo! honey, you fit like a glove. Honey, you fit like a glove.
Wow. Yeah, Brian Grilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man.
Yeah, I can sit here and talk all day. That's I guess that's the Midwest in me.
Yeah, well, we kind of have to get out of here at some point. But thank you so much for coming down here today. This has been fun.
Oh, thank you, Hunter, so much for having me. And thank you, Denise, for doing the pictures and the Facebook Live and everything.
Yeah.
And thank you, Hampton Roads, for supporting me and everything else like that. And I hope to see all you out and grab a copy or stream a copy of Deep South Symphony.
Yeah, the new album, and I say new, it was out last year, but yeah. It is kind of new still. Deep South Symphony, and you can get that anywhere online, can you? You can stream it.
And actually, if you want to support some local record stores, you can get it at Vinyl Days, and you can get it at Birdland as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Brian. Brian Grilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.